The following podcast has been rated listener MA. It contains strong language, violence, adult situations, nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you rather give up cheese or blowjobs for the rest of your life?
Oh, blowjobs all day.
I'm the same. I'm fucking
yeah, way. They hurt my jaw.
Blank. Rejected name for condoms.
Gosh, I don't know. Cock koozies, jizz mittens, ham holsters, kidnappers.
Yeah, try it now!
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. I am your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, a.k.a. Scooter McFuckstick, and alongside me, I have two very excellent stand-up comedians. First, he loves penises and hates vaginas. Please welcome back Mr. JP.
Hey, man. I don't hate vaginas.
Vaginers.
I don't hate them.
Okay. You don't
I loathe them. I want one.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. But welcome back again, a very, very good comedian who actually is a traveling comedian compared to everybody else. Please welcome back the very funny Mike Baldwin.
I want a vagina also.
Nice.
But different than yeah, I think what JP meant.
I think you want the woman around it as well.
Yeah.
And you can have her.
I want to carry a vagina around on my penis.
You can do that now.
Yeah, you probably can. They call them pocket pussies.
Yeah, I guarantee
you. No, not a fake one. I need one. Yeah, a whole one attached to a hot chick and everything.
All right, that's good.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, I need to get laid. And Scotty was like, well, then come on the show.
Yeah.
Because that's how that happens.
It is. That's how it works.
Hit me up, ladies.
Yep. But we have an excellent episode for you guys today. If this is the very first time you have listened to the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast, this is a comedy podcast where we like to make very inappropriate jokes about the current events that are going on in sports. And this is also an adult podcast where you like to use foul language and offend people who have thin skin. So if that's you, you're in the wrong place. Get the fuck out of here. Thank you and goodbye. But we do have an excellent episode today. We've got headlines, Never Have I Ever, That's Where I Draw the Lines, Questions and Preguntas, a draft, and as always, a shitty situation. But before we get to that kind of stuff, we're going to tell y'all what happened to us over the last week or couple of weeks, because we know you really fucking care. And we're always going to start our week recap off with the anticlimactic Mr. JP.
Oh, man. You know, I wish...
Can I guess?
You can.
Okay.
You get three guesses.
I get three guesses.
Yeah.
Okay. Bold.
Boom.
Smoked pot.
Boom.
Played video games.
Boom.
Hey.
All right. That about sums it up for me.
Oh, come on. You've done some
more stuff. No, I really don't think I did.
Really?
I went to Noodles and Company once.
Hey, that's good.
So that's new.
Yeah.
I mean, I go there a lot, actually. I love fucking Noodles, and I love Company.
Yeah, that's good.
So to put both of them together in one restaurant.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite places.
Well, I'll be darned. Good for you.
Yeah. I think that's really all I did. I went to work.
Well, we have some ideas that you and I talked about over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Possibly doing skits?
Yeah, I don't know about skits, but we're definitely going to try and work for some bonus content.
Yeah.
Like, there's one guy that wanted to bowl me.
Yeah.
I'm going to put $100 up.
Okay.
Bowl. We'll film it. We'll show you guys. We'll do some extra stuff.
But yeah.
We're going to take this bitch to the next level here in the mid. Just give us about a month. It's going to be awesome.
I like this. And you know what? Everybody's on board.
Yeah, dude.
I'm
know.
Pretty excited.
I love that.
So check us out on OnlyFans.
Turbo Absolutely. Tugs. Look, it's about time we start getting paid. I can't do this anymore, man. I got to get paid.
We got to get you to the retirement point.
Yes, dude. I mean, retirement, I would settle for like... $200 an episode.
Minimum wage.
That's like minimum wage. You know, stars, they make like thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars
per hour.
An episode.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we deserve that.
Okay,
I feel like I've been here long enough that
I don't disagree.
It's time for daddy to start getting paid.
There you go.
That's all.
All right, fine. Well, let's go ahead and move on to Mike. I know, Mike, you've been on the road quite a bit. So what's been happening to you lately?
I watched For All Mankind on Apple TV Plus. Have you?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty good. It's the basis is what if Russia landed on the moon first?
I did see that.
It's it's an alternate history sort of thing. And man, it was really good.
I'll have to check that out.
And it's still going. And then I played a decent amount of Zelda. I shaved my beard.
Yeah, you look great.
Well, I'm too fat. Like
no, you look great.
My beard covered up all of my face fat, and I shaved it off, and I was just like, oh, no.
That was a mistake.
But it'll grow back. I don't care. I went to Arizona for a couple weeks. I had shows out there at casinos and at a comedy club, and I went a week early to hang out with my sister and my nieces and my brother-in-law. And it was awesome. I had a good time. It was like fun family week and lots of reminiscing and funny like childhood tales and stuff like that. And family, love them, all yeah. that.
Lots of driving.
Yeah, I drove. Every extreme you could think of, like through the desert, up a mountain, like rain, snow. It was fun.
Fucking sounds biblical over there.
It was because the Lord was with
me. The Lord was with me. Sometimes I let Jesus take the wheel.
That's right.
Yeah, but Jesus taking the wheel for me is the auto steer on my Honda Fit.
There nice. You go.
There you go.
I call it Jesus.
Hey, there you go.
Just take the wheel, Honda lane assist.
The only reason why I knew that you did a lot of driving was because you posted a video of it on your Twitter that came up, and I'm like, Mike is just telling a story about him driving.
Yeah, that's pretty much all it was. And then I did like, it.
What the fuck?
I made the video part of it first. I edited it all together, and then I did the voiceover button on my editing app. And I did that in one take, and I was like, perfect. It was just me. I made a few jokes, perfect. Though. Like, I tried, I saw elk. There were, like, elk crossing the street, so traffic had to stop and shit. And there were, like, 20 of them. And I just tried to say it as hillbilly as I could. And I was like, I seen elks, you guys. I seen a bunch of elks. And I sure enough got a few messages that were just like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Like, is that really how you talk? And I'm just like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
That's awesome. So, so how was your comedy shows?
They were good. Some were better than others. The comedy club. I mean, I was equally good.
Equally great. Night. It was the rest of those son of a bitches.
The comedy club shows were all good. The casino shows, we did three different casinos. And they had, there was one that like made us go and register at security and get like a vendor badge and all of this stuff.
Wow.
And there was one that wouldn't let us sell merchandise because of like whatever, it was an Indian casino. So whatever random laws they have, like nobody can make money there.
Oh, you meant feather, not dot, right?
Okay.
We don't talk like that anymore.
Okay.
It's 2019. Let's fucking grow up. But yes, feather.
Okay, perfect.
The ones responsible for the comfortable way to sit on the ground.
Gotcha.
I saw there was a comedian once that was like, I got in trouble in grade school because the teacher told us to sit Indian style, so I just laid on the curb with a bottle of whiskey. I forget who said that, Jesus. But if you're watching, sorry that I just stole your joke.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, good times. What about you? Now do you.
Okay. I've had a very, very crazy weekend. First of all, I have ridiculous brain fog right now. I have not been feeling very good the last 3 days and could not.
Here I am sitting beside you,
right
son
next
of
to me.
A bitch.
Okay, but I broke my fever, so I know I'm not fucking contagious.
Okay.
But the thing was is that I was definitely sick. I was running a fever, and I couldn't take something to fix it. So yesterday, I just got sick and tired of it, and I made one of the worst decisions of all time.
Did you just drink?
I drank
five
margaritas.
Without a kid.
Oh, dude.
Did it cure you instantly?
Yeah.
I feel good today.
Yeah, he thought it did.
I feel way better today. So your brain fog probably has nothing to do with your illness at all.
All of a sudden the truth comes out.
That's what I was going to say. I don't know. You're hungover. I don't know if the brain fog is because of the tequila or because of what I had.
That's like me getting pulled over and I'm like, no, officer, I'm not high. I'm just real tired.
Yeah, exactly.
I stayed up all night and he's like, well, did you smoke weed also? Like, well, yeah, but. Yeah,
but that was hours ago.
The red eyes are from tired.
Shit. But so, yes. So I'm going to be needing you guys to help me through the show today. So, yeah, because, you know, because I'm so important anyways. But yeah, so there was that. But then we also had a lot of family members come into town this week because if you guys are fucking living under a rock and still can't realize, but my brother is actually getting married in a month.
Oh.
And so, yeah. And so if you're a part of the wedding, guess what? You got to get fitted for suits and all of this other shit. And so 2 weeks ago, we went and got measured, right? And they measured me at the place I'm getting.
How many inches were you?
Solid six. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, wow.
That's double what I thought it would be.
No. So anyways, they measured us and said, okay, well, we're going to have him ready to go. Yeah. And you'll come back in 2 weeks and we'll try out the fit. One of the people that got measured back where he lives in Arkansas, and then came in for this week, right?
Oh, no.
And that's my brother-in-law. Holy fuck,
dude. Every time, dude.
We go never in fails. There. They got us into the dressing room, and I put on these pants, which I maybe could have fit a Brad Williams-sized person in
those fucking pants.
So
they were a little long on you, were they?
Not only were they long, they were they were huge. I couldn't fucking... I mean, like, dude, me and my brother-in-law are actually walking out of the dressing room holding our pants up, because if we dropped our pants, they would go all the way to the ankles. You know what I mean?
Man.
So there was that, and the guy just wasn't fazed. He was like, oh, no, we'll take care of all of that. I'm like, but fucking better, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so I did that.
Did they save money because you were in a kid size? Because that would be... No wonder they had you in the wedding.
There were so many fucking comments last week when me and JP stood up to give Derek a round of applause, and I literally moved nowhere, and JP was completely out of the fucking shot.
Dude, I was watching it in the car on my way to work. Yeah. Dude, I was in tears. I was like, holy fuck, you really can't tell. Like, it just looks like you sat up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking funny.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't watch this show.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know. So we got that figured out, and I guess they're going to fix the suits and all that stuff. But naturally, because everybody's in town, all the family and stuff, we went out to have, like, lunch and shit. And we ended up going to P.F. Chang's, which I haven't been in a really long time. Wow, man.
I know.
Wow.
Isn't it sad?
It's very sad.
It used to be so good.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a positive wow.
No.
Okay.
No, it's like glorified sweet and sour chicken.
Yeah.
Like their lettuce wraps are fucking the bomb, but they even changed those and they're not as good as I remember. So,
dude, everywhere that was good when I was a kid just sort of sucks now.
Yeah, 100%. But the cool part was my brother-in-law's girlfriend comes and meets us at PF Chang's. The first thing that she does is she comes straight up to me and she goes, oh my God, I work with a guy that thinks your guys' fucking podcast is the coolest thing in the fucking world.
Nice.
So he sends a text message to her to basically relay the message. And it was basically, I fucked your sister. Go fuck yourself. You suck, Scotty, or something along those lines. His name is Cable. I found out.
Cable?
His real name's Caleb, but he goes by Cable.
He goes by Cable.
Apparently.
Wow.
But yeah.
That sounds like a mistake turned to his benefit.
Yeah.
That can mean several things.
It could. Yeah.
I'd like to get a picture of this Cable.
Okay.
And,
make
my own judgments.
But apparently, my brother-in-law's girlfriend said, you should sign something. And I'm like, fucking what? I don't have anything to sign.
A lettuce wrap.
Yeah. No, so it was like I had just ate my fucking fortune cookie, took out the fortune, and I'm like, I guess.
Sign the fortune.
Sign the back of a fortune cookie and send it. So hopefully, Cable, I hope you like that, buddy. Yeah,
man. What was the fortune?
I can't even remember. It's like you're going to fall into a large sum of money soon or some shit like that. Which
fuck. I've been looking for that fortune.
I know. I was like, fuck, I should have kept it. But oh, well.
Now Cable's going to be rich.
Yeah, so Cable, Wamigo Manhattan, hi. Hope you have a great one, you motherfucker. And then last but not least, William Payne sent us a message, and he wants us to give him a shout-out because his birthday is on April 6th. So happy birthday, and there's that.
Speaking of shout-outs and birthdays,
yeah,
we have
We do have another birthday. Yeah, we have
in the house.
Yeah, well, he's not in the house.
He's not in the house right now, but he normally is.
I know who it is.
Yeah. Who is it?
Derek, right?
Yeah, it is Derek.
It is Derek Alders.
Derek Alders.
And he's such a fucking dick, too, because...
What a piece of shit.
Here's the deal. If you look him up on Facebook for his birthday, it's like, wrong.
Yeah.
And he does that on purpose.
Yeah.
So he gets double happy birthdays every year.
Absolutely.
And then he berates the people that give him the fake one.
Exactly.
Like, you should know me better.
Yeah.
That's actually
my
funny.
My closest friends know my real birthday.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, happy birthday to Derek Alders.
It's also Frasier's birthday. Happy birthday, Frasier.
Frasier from Frasier?
No. Well, I mean, to me, yes.
Like,
but
Cheers, Frasier?
No.
Oh.
Just a guy that I've gone to school with since fourth grade.
Oh.
And we're still friends to this day.
Does he listen to the show?
He will now that I'm like, hey, check this out. I mentioned you.
Fair enough. Nice. Fair enough.
So, well, if you know me, then you probably know Frasier, and if you do, then tell him that I told him happy birthday on this thing.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. When I was in Arizona, I was on top of a mountain. I was in Pine Top, Arizona, doing a comedy show at an Indian casino, and dude comes up to me and is like, dude, from the show. Like, that's why we're here. So that
you're like,
that,
yeah.
Oh, that was cool. And he gave me some weed too.
That's even better. That's I mean, that's 100%, man.
I thought about not even bringing it home with me though, because the last time somebody gave me a big bag of drugs and I had to drive home, I got pulled over and arrested, and it cost me thousands of dollars. Yeah. Granted, it was mushrooms, but still, driving through Texas and Kansas and Oklahoma. Hmm. Well, I think it's legal in Oklahoma. Anyway.
Pretty sure it is, yeah.
Long story short, I brought it, and I made it.
Quality of weed?
High.
Very good.
Oh, good.
I mean, right on. All weed is like...
No, that's not true.
It is to me.
Well,
JP has told me.
I disagree.
I smoke like one hit an hour or whatever, like... Some people smoke blunts and shit like that. Like, I just have, like, a little one-hitter.
Here and there, yeah. Yeah. I got a buddy like that. I'm like, just fucking smoke, you pussy.
I can't do that shit.
Oh, I'm...
I can't.
I would bet you've never seen me sober.
You have told me, and
I can't think of a time, to be honest.
Honestly, though, dude, today, I normally smell it pretty heavy. Don't smell it at all.
I smoked before I headed out.
Oh, I got you.
So,
I got you.
Not in the car.
And I put some cologne on.
Oh, very good. Just,
you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some little touches, you know. Keep everybody around here comfortable and happy.
Absolutely. I kind of like getting a fucking contact high just from sitting next to you.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, but I do.
I don't think you get one from just smelling like weed. You got to, like, have the smoke blown in your face.
Speaking of things blown in your face.
Tell us more about
my birthday's coming up in August.
Really?
If there's anybody out there that wants to give me a birthday present.
August what?
14th.
Ah, yeah. Mine's the 7th.
Yeah, I knew we were really close. I thought we were within a week of each other.
And
so.
My wife is the 22nd.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. So we'll have a joint birthday.
My mom's is the
23rd. Holy shit.
Fuck.
Let's try to remember or try to figure out if anybody else has birthdays around there.
We'll do an August shindig.
We should.
Oh,
I'm in.
All right.
Let's do one of the things that are written on the thing.
Absolutely. We're going to move on to headlines.
Yeah.
So.
Is this sports?
Yeah.
Fucking dumb.
So we had both the NCAA champions for the women's and the men's, and both of them were the fucking two teams that I did not want to win.
There was no way UConn was losing, man.
Oh, I know.
I knew they were going to fucking...
They were good.
They're too good.
And like, it sucks.
Yeah.
Is that March Madness?
Yes. Yeah. The men's national champion this year is going to be... Or is UConn, who just so happens to be my best friend's favorite basketball team. And so I'm going to get shit from Michi for like another year. So thank you for that. But you know what? At least it wasn't KU. That's all that matters.
That's true.
Fuck them. So I'm happy.
Were there any like surprises?
Oh yeah, NC State making it to the Final Four. Yeah, it was an 11 seed, and they got their ass handed to them by Purdue. So
did anybody famously get all like correctly?
Oh,
I guess everything.
I sincerely doubt it. It's so impossible. So I doubt it. But yeah, if they did, congratulations.
I
looked
it up. I asked ChatGPT, and it gave me like a long number, and then I was like, compare it to other things. Tell me, and it said it's like getting struck by lightning five times in a row. Mm-hmm. It's like winning the lottery like 4 times in a row.
It's ridiculous.
A bunch of other random shit. Like, yeah, it's very preposterous.
It is. So congratulations to who is the women's team? South Carolina. South Carolina beat Iowa, which really sucked.
Yeah, I was rooting for Iowa.
I was rooting for Iowa too. But I really don't care. It's still women's basketball to me. Okay? Yeah. So it sucks that Caitlin didn't win or whatever her name is, but oh well.
Caitlin or whatever. You know it's Caitlin Clark.
Clark.
Man. You know her goddamn name.
I knew her first name, but I couldn't remember
her last
name.
You're a fan. Don't lie.
Not really.
You are.
But yeah, so basketball is over, and I'm okay with that. I'm happy that we can now move on to a much better sport, which is baseball. Hmm. Baseball season is awesome, and I'm
going to have to disagree.
Oh, God, man. St. Louis had to start off going up against the Dodgers, which sucked, but then they turn around and they beat the shit out of Miami.
Yeah.
And but Miami, I think, hadn't won a single game, but they beat us once, and so that was their first win. Yeah. So it's a fun season. But did you guys see the Ohtani? His first home run as a Dodger, the whole shindig around that?
No.
Okay, so this girl caught the ball, and it was Ohtani's very first home run as a Dodger, and he really wanted that ball.
Right.
And the girl, I can't tell if she's being honest or not, but like the Dodgers actually like was trying to pry the ball out by giving her shit.
Right.
And she got some stuff, but then she went on social media and said that they were kind of assholes about getting the ball.
Like, you're going to give us the ball.
Pretty much.
You know, we'll give you this other shit.
We'll give you this other shit.
We're taking the ball.
But she also made the comments like, I didn't want to get any monetary gain out of this. And I'm like,
fuck, I'd have put that motherfucker in my pants and run out of the stadium so fucking fast, dude. I would be balling.
Exactly. It's like, I mean, and I think they said something along the lines that baseball, because it's Ohtani's first home run as a Dodger, it was like a $100,000 ball. Like,
dumb fuck, bitch. She fuck gave you. It back. Yeah, fuck you. Give me $100,000 and you can have the ball.
You can have the ball. Okay?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, fuck that. But so that was just a really weird deal.
It would be different if it was like a sentimental something like.
Yeah.
But it's his first fucking home run as a Dodger. Whoopty fuck. Give me the $100,000.
Yes, exactly.
That's the only way you're getting the ball from
100%.
Me.
100%. I mean, and like, I would go into it not even realizing, oh, they really want this ball?
How, oh, it's right.
How as much soon do as you they, want?
Yeah, that would have been the key to be like, I should keep this.
Yeah, this is how much this ball is going to cost you, motherfucker.
I would immediately drop ship it to Derek and say, put this in your case. We're gonna be back for this later.
Yep, 100%. So yeah, and I was going to add, how about you, Mike? If you, let's say your favorite like sports figure gives you a ball or a puck or something.
Those, right?
Yeah. Do you even have one?
Not off the top of my head, no. But I can imagine. All right. What does he give me? Gives me a puck or whatever.
Yeah. Would you just give him the whatever out of the goodness of your heart? Or are you charging that motherfucker for it?
I mean, it really depends on the situation.
Let me tell you how much this contract is worth that Ohtani just signed.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like I would just slide it into my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Be like, we'll talk after the game. Go, right. Go have fun.
If Ohtani was walking down the street and dropped $100,000, he wouldn't notice.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
So can a brother get hooked up?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. But moving on to golf, believe it or not.
Yeah, the Masters get ready to start,
Masters and Tiger's playing. Yeah, dude.
It's if you bet $20
On Tiger?
On Tiger to win.
And he wins.
It's like 13 or 14 grand or
holy
something.
Shit, really?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, yes, it is, dude.
Holy fuck.
Yes, it is.
I might do that.
I fuck.
Yeah.
You know how I spent $20 a lot of worse places. Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? And it is Tiger Woods, and what a fucking story it would be. Oh, so, yeah. You know, it may be in the script.
It could be.
Just think, but if you bet that dude is a so million fucked dollars. Up,
man, unfortunately.
It is, yeah.
His body is just not.
He's.
You know how
hard. Did he overgolf himself?
No, he got in a bad car accident. Yeah,
bad car accident, right. Accident years ago, and he's finally, like, I don't even know if they say he's fully recovered, but he'll never fully recover from that. He broke both his legs. The fact that he can even
play fucking golf is impressive, incredible, man.
Yeah, like, and so, but everybody's rooting for him. Everybody's rooting for him to win, and I think you naturally do. He's
probably not his ex.
Yeah,
not everybody.
Not everybody, but
a lot of people.
But yeah, and so this is kind of the first big tournament that everybody gets like excited about, and it's one of the best at Augusta National, and I'm excited for it, and I'm a golfer, and I'll be watching it.
Okay, it's only like $3,500.
Oh, yeah. Still. Fuck.
But still for $20? $20, yeah.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah, that's still pretty good. But to me,
excellent odds.
Golf is like every other sport. Like, I'll watch the highlights.
Yeah.
And be like, that was good.
Yeah. But that was real good.
I can't sit through 3 hours of bullshit in the hopes of seeing the good thing, you know?
And it's crazy, but I can watch golf on TV and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Baseball on TV. Can't do it, dude. It's so boring, dude.
I think you just...
I love going to games.
Yeah.
Being there in person, but on TV, it's so boring.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't get Royals games on any channel that I've had in the last... I remember every Royals game was on TV when I was a kid. Which is
bullshit. What the fuck? Is it Bali or whoever the Royals games? I'm not a Royals fan, but I feel bad for you fuckers because we're in like... the area with Kansas City Royals.
They don't do it because they want you to go to the game.
It's not that. They want you to pay the subscription for their little fucking network so you can watch it when it used to be just on basic regular fucking TV.
Yeah, yeah. So, fucking baseball.
It's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit.
Agreed.
So, anyways, that's that. Okay. We gotta bring it up again.
We got an update.
Yeah, what is this? I haven't been here.
Oh, you don't know about the diddler?
You don't know about the diddler?
Tell me.
Oh, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy. Man.
Oh, that. Okay.
Diddles. Yeah.
They still haven't caught him.
Are they trying to catch him? Oh,
they're very much trying to catch him.
And where is he?
They don't know.
Nobody knows.
Where did he fly to?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
I thought somebody said he flew somewhere like before they raided his house.
Yeah, he did.
He flew out to like Miami, and he was at Miami Airport whenever they started the home raids.
Okay.
And then he took off. Yeah, he took off from then, realized that the plane was being tracked, and so they either removed the tracker or turned that shit off, and now they don't know where the fuck he is. All they do know is the sex trafficking ring apparently is going to probably get some motherfuckers in trouble.
Yeah, it's not going to just be Puffy.
It ain't just going to be P. Diddles. No, it's going to be some other people.
This is the slow leak before the flood begins.
Correct. And there's a bunch of fucking rumors, and like, I mean, LeBron James is one of them. Like Ellen DeGeneres, like
really surprise you?
Wait, fuck, so no. Puff Daddy made Ellen DeGeneres blow him?
No,
two separate.
Just a kind of a pedo ring that they had. Like, and LeBron comes.
I've been saying that since 2015.
I know, but it's like it's just really sketchy. I really want them to catch this dude, but good luck now at this point.
I don't know why we don't have like. You get your dick chopped off laws.
I don't either. Like
it's like if I go to whatever country chops your hand off for stealing.
Yeah.
Ain't no way I'm fucking stealing anything.
Correct.
From anywhere. Mm-hmm. If somebody drops money on the street, I'm going to be like, sir, you dropped this.
Except for it's $100,000 for a baseball. Fuck you.
No, okay. Even that. I'd be like, I will give this back because I don't want you to construe this as me stealing.
Yeah.
There's no fear. The only fear is like, you know, like let's not tell each other or on each other, you know, because we'll lose our jobs and it'll severely damage our reputation.
Sure. And the thing is like it. I mean, you have this and then you had the Nickelodeon documentary of Dan Schneider and all these other situations. It's like, holy fuck, people, what the hell is going on? It's ridiculous. And everybody, I mean, this is not a fucking political issue. Everybody should be like all on the same page with this. Yeah. These are shitty fucking people. And so there's that. But yeah, just a little update. No sign of the diddler yet.
He is out there somewhere.
He's out there at large.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody's...
They're raping everybody.
Like, I know the cops or FBI or whoever are looking for him. I wonder how many, like, private investigators...
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how many rich people were like, I'll give you $100,000. You go find
silence
him
before anybody
else. Silence
this motherfucker. Yeah. The Clintons are looking for him for sure.
100% for sure.
I feel like the Clintons would just easily be like, he's lying. Like, yeah. We're the fucking Clintons. You're going to listen to this guy?
They'll probably just unalive him.
While he's in jail.
Yeah, exactly.
Then wait till he gets... They're not stupid. Yeah. They're not going to spend the money to catch him, but once he's caught...
I saw a very, very funny video. It's funny now, but like it was actually of P. Diddy on... It was on an interview show, and I don't know which one it was, but Mike Tyson was sitting right next to him, and P. Diddy was like had his hand on Mike Tyson's leg, and Mike freaked the fuck out.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. He's like, he took his hands and he like moved away from him because he was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Wow.
It's like, whoa, dude, not to Mike Tyson. He will kill you.
Yeah.
So there's that. But anyways, moving on. I think everybody and their fucking mom has been talking about this. And the eclipse. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The eclipse where everybody is like, freaking the fuck out about
fucking
this.
Stupid.
There's conspiracy theories saying like it opened a fucking portal somewhere or whatever. There was fucking UFOs and videos and shit like that. And I'm like, holy crap. This happened back in 2017 too.
And it's going to happen again.
And people just, I mean.
But it's still a rare thing. And
it's cool.
Nature. And
it isn't.
It's like seeing a tornado or something. You're like, look at that.
Isn't
that amazing? Mother Nature's tornadoes, crazy.
They're not amazing. They're if you get too close, they're very scary.
Yes, so is an eclipse.
No.
If you get too close.
You look right at it without the glasses.
Which fucking cracks me up. I mean, it's like we put on a welding mask or something like that, but you got people that are buying these fucking like glasses and shit so they can watch this thing for like a minute and a half or whatever it was.
And it's so...
I'm like... Why?
Dumb.
I know a lot of people get into it, but dude, so like the one in 2017 was really close to Kansas to where like total.
Yeah.
Totally. It was 100%. Yeah. Well, this back then, not. Like there were people that flew from other countries
to go and
watch this fucking thing.
There was a deal on my Facebook today, I guess in 2027 or 2028.
Uh-huh.
There's a place in Egypt where they're going to have 7 full minutes of totality.
Oh,
and they're
Jesus.
Like offering packages so that you can fly to Egypt and experience the...
It's insane.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
No, that's a dumbass reason to go to Egypt. Go to Egypt because it's fucking...
Yeah.
Cultural and phenomenal.
Yeah,
and
you know, the pyramids and shit.
Not for the fucking eclipse,
no.
Man. Dude, all over the highway, all the signs were like, turn on your lights, eclipse today, whatever.
Yes.
Motherfucker, it never got dark.
Exactly.
It got dusky.
Yeah, it just kind of looked weird, but it was fine. Did,
yeah. Even my automatic lights were like, nah, we're good.
It's like, fuck.
Yeah, I drove home during it.
You're like, it's dark. And they're like,
my
no,
lights
it's not.
Never came on.
So, yeah. And that's the thing. There were hotels were fucking sold out everywhere. We're talking.
Texas, a lot of people went to Texas.
So, Econo Lodge, I saw this. I don't know if this is 100% correct, but I at least saw a lot of things like this, but there was like an Econo Lodge that was selling their rooms for rent or whatever for $2,000 a fucking night.
Dude, wow. I believe it. That's
Kiss
crazy. And they probably got
ass.
It, too.
Oh, I'm sure they did. I'm fucking sure they did. I'd be sleeping in my fucking car. You can kiss my ass.
Absolutely, dude. I won't even spend like over $100 if I'm paying for my own room.
I mean, I'll kind of go, I'll be not, especially if it's my wife with me or something like that. But no, I'm not spending $2,000 on a fucking hotel room. That's ridiculous.
The next total solar eclipse is August 12th, 2026.
Oh, so that's not even too far away.
It won't be here. It'll be in Greenland, Iceland, Spain, Russia, and a small portion of Portugal.
Oh, well, have fun over there, guys.
The next one in the U.S. will be August 22nd, 2044.
Jesus.
But see, it's super rare.
It's not, yeah. Like,
it
I mean,
still
yeah.
wasn't that fucking cool.
It's still not that fucking cool.
They happen all the time all over the world, but yeah. Most of the time it's just over a spot in the ocean or something. Have you seen the video of the solar eclipse as viewed from space.
Yeah.
It's like, it's literally just a circle, mm-hmm. like on Earth.
Yeah.
It's not like the Earth is blocked out or anything. It's right. just that one spot.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's rare that it happens where you are. It's like lightning striking. Like, lightning is striking right this very second,
right.
somewhere on Earth.
And this is just a memo out for all you flat earthers out there.
Fucking, you're right.
Yeah, let's go. What do you got? Explain.
Well, whoever's running the algorithm of the fucking of the simulation just pushed the eclipse
push
button.
The ball. Oh yeah. Okay.
That's pretty easy to figure out. Did you see? I saw a clip on the news where an expert called into the news to talk about the eclipse, and he had a video that he was going to show them of like how the eclipse works, and he had a light off in the background, and then you slowly see a shadow come in front, and then you notice that the shadow is the dude's balls.
Yeah, I saw that. It's on Facebook. It was on like
morning news. Yeah,
it's fucking hilarious.
They're
like,
and they cut away, and they all just tried to not laugh.
That's excellent.
I thought so.
Well, that is headlines for this week. Now we get to move on to the fun parts of the show, and I do want to apologize. I know Monday, Friday is what we decided to change it to. Yeah,
I was kind of disappointed.
I was very, very sick, and I was literally just like sleeping, and so I totally fucking forgot all about it. And so when I realized it, I was like, oh, shit, and it was Sunday.
Monday, Sunday it was.
So it was Monday, Sunday. So
for the last 3 weeks, I've been like, it's going to be Monday, Friday.
It's going to be on Friday.
Get your suggestions, and then we fuck off until Sunday, and that's fine. You were sick, dude.
My apologies.
That happens, man.
My fucking apologies.
You know what? If the 300 people that listen have a problem with it, they can go fuck themselves.
I still don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
We send out a post every single
week. I know,
week.
But I don't know what munt means.
Munt? Go ahead, JP.
Nope.
Okay.
I'm not. Nope. This is all you, buddy.
You should just look it up.
All right.
I'm just saying. But now we get to move on.
Am I saying, am I offending someone?
No, it's really gross.
Yeah, you obviously don't listen to the show.
Yeah.
No, I said that I don't.
Well,
I'm here as a personality. Yeah. I'm not here as a...
You know, Google, 2 month. There, have a good time.
2 month.
Now we get to move on to Never Have I Ever. And thank you guys for participating in Month Day Sunday. Thank you all so very much. We're going to kick this bad boy off with Braxton Lint. He wants to know, never have I ever watched someone change through a window. Fucking peeper?
I have.
Have you?
Yeah, my next door neighbor. I totally like...
Was she hot?
She was my next door neighbor.
Okay.
She was my age and...
Okay.
Like, I don't know. But if... We were more brotherly, sisterly than anything. So it was like, Mikey, get the hell out of here, kind of a thing. It wasn't like, ooh, Mike, what are you doing? I was like, I was just playing out in the yard. I wasn't looking at anything.
I have not done this. No, I have never done this. JP, I'm fucking terrified.
So this is crazy that you bring this up. I have not, but.
You had opportunity to watch Derek?
No.
Oh shit!
So my neighbor, the kid that has got a room on the side of the house,
yeah,
and he doesn't have curtains on his window. Well, it just so happens to be the side of the house that I'll go over and take a piss beside the house or whatever,
What is that?
Behind the trap, smoke. Sit out and smoke a bowl or whatever in behind.
So the you'll stand and smoke in same spot where your pee is.
So I can no. Not exactly.
Wipe your feet, dude.
But anyway,
yeah.
No, I'm not looking in his window.
Yeah,
for one. He's ugly,
yeah,
and fat, and Derek. I just wouldn't, right? But like a week ago, all of a sudden he had curtains. Like I think they thought, you know what I mean? Like I think maybe
why is that guy always standing out here?
So we have this one neighbor, Joe. He's fucking in everybody's bullshit business.
Oh, I hate
one of those guys. As soon as you come out the door, hey, how you doing? And he's across the street talking to you. I'm like, go the fuck away, Joe. I'm late for work. Anyway, I feel like. Joe's like, you know, that kid's over there peeking in your window. But really, I was just taking a piss and smoking a bowl.
Why are you peeing outside?
Because if I go, okay, here's my room.
Okay.
Then I got one flight of stairs, two flights of stairs.
So laziness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
That's all I needed.
Yeah. Correct.
All right, fair enough.
Plus, come on, you're a dude. You don't pee outside sometimes?
I try not to.
Why?
I have. I definitely have. I've probably peed outside twice in the last year.
I peed outside twice today.
Wow. I get it. I totally get it. Anyways, next one comes in from John Flanagan. He wants to know, never have I ever shit my pants at work and had to cut boxers off and go commando until you got off of work.
Yeah. Cut the boxers off, because if you try to slide them down, you're
just that's just going to make a bigger mess. Pardon me, I need to go to the restroom. Can I borrow your knife?
Scissors.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
No, I've never done that. I have shit my pants before.
But never at work.
Yeah, and it's like, when you shit your pants at work, it's not like it's a whole fucking turd.
That was a joke on my first album.
What?
Just if you want to leave work in the middle of the day, then
shit your pants.
And then the joke was like, you don't even have to really do it. Like, any boss will just be like, go home.
Quietly
get out of here.
I'd be like, prove it.
And that was the rest of the joke.
Oh, damn it. No, I've never cut my fucking underwear off. I've definitely shit myself at work, but this is why I also have an extra pair of underwear in my truck at all times.
There's only two ways that you shit your pants. One is by complete accident, and the other is a total decision. Where you're just like, this is going to happen eventually. Like, there's nothing I can do. Yeah.
I just want to go home. Here I go. I'm just going to shit my pants.
There is that one. Like, I have also shit my pants. And there is that moment where you're like, you know what, man? It hurts too bad. I would rather clean it up than try and hold it in any longer. And you just know you're far too far away from anywhere to go.
Yeah.
And you just, you're defeated. But at the same time, you're like, oh, for just a second, it's great.
You're just trading
one fucking moment. Everything else is just like fucking lifted, and then you realize you're sitting in your shit. So it quickly changes, but yeah. Oh,
that reminds me of that video of like a New York subway, and the guy's got the mop bucket, and he's and the homeless guy just runs up, pulls his pants down real quick, and just shits. And you can tell that's what he was thinking. Was like, it's either like in my pants or on the ground. Oh, there's a bucket. Fucking, this is the best option I've seen.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Next one comes in from Keith Allen Prather, serial killer.
Serial killer. Put him in the book.
Yep. He wants to know, never have I ever walked in on someone else doing the dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck has
absolutely
it?
Absolutely, I have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
More than once.
Yeah. Like my dad and his, I don't even know.
Yeah, you told that story, actually. Yeah.
Cleaning lady.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember you telling that story. It wasn't that long ago. Two weeks ago.
Yeah, probably.
Told me that story, yeah.
But have you ever walked in on friends?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever walked in on friends.
Dude, did you ever go to parties in high school?
Yeah, I did.
How did you not?
I kind of kept myself. I didn't.
You didn't go searching through rooms.
Yeah,
JP did.
Yes.
Dude, I remember one time fucking I was at a party and I walked into a room thinking it was the bathroom, and it was not. And my buddy Ezra was just pounding the shit out of this girl, Heather. And the next day, this was on a Friday. Monday at school, Heather came fucking to school with an eye patch on. And it's because he shot her in the eye. Dude, she had to wear an eye patch for 2 weeks.
What? Did she get some kind of infection or something?
Yeah,
or?
No, but the drops, and that makes your eye sensitive to light.
Oh, buddy.
So, dude, I totally would not. I would never have come to school.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm off.
No.
Yeah.
What happened to your eye? Never mind. The people that were at the party knew it because, immediately
he told everybody he knew.
No, dude, immediately when it happened, she started screaming and fucking ran out of the room, freaking out. And then he came flying out after her.
Jesus Christ, that's good shit.
It was a good time.
Is that
anybody that went to school with me that was at that party knows. Man, that was a Ricky Cannon's house.
See, I feel like I'm lucky that I don't know the answer to this, but does cum burn your eyes?
It burns.
Interesting. It
absolutely.
Ask JP.
You want to know more if than you want to know what it feels soap? If you want to know what it feels like and you don't want to cum in your eye.
Yeah.
Take just the littlest dab of toothpaste and just rub it around on your eye.
So it's toothpaste.
It's burn. So is that, yes, is it that's worse the than, kind of burning.
Is it wow. worse than getting soap in your eye?
100% worse. Way worse.
Okay, wow. So that leads me onto this line of thinking. Girls will say that they don't get soap in their vagina because it stings.
Oh, yeah?
They'll, like, wash the outside, but they won't, like, get in there with it. Even though they need to. But so you're saying that cum burns worse than soap then does. Then
shouldn't it burn their vaginas? Is yes, that what you're saying?
That's oh. exactly what I'm saying.
Wow, that's a good point. I don't I've know. Never thought of that.
Yeah. See, so I just think these are dirty bitches who are yeah. like, I don't want to wash. So that's how.
Because I don't think cum would burn a vagina.
I don't. Well, I wouldn't think sense. It would burn an eye.
Either oh, well, that. It does.
I've never thought about letting someone cum in my face until right now to prove, Jerry, this is for science.
It's science. I promise the people extra content.
On next week's OnlyFans Turbo Tugs.
Don't forget to sign up for our Patreon.
On
to,
Mike Baldwin's face.
To watch our we're science like, project.
We're like the Mythbusters.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll have to show it on YouTube because yeah. it's science.
Because it's science.
This isn't gay, YouTube. It's science. It's
science.
And it's just me the whole time repeating, like, this is not gay. I'm not gay, you
it's
guys.
It's true. It burns.
Did I ever tell you the Eiffel Tower story? I'll make it really quick if ahead. I haven't. So when I was in high school, there were some seniors and they were going for homecoming queen and king, right? Well, there were two guys that had a threesome with a girl who was going up for homecoming queen, and one of the guys was going up for homecoming king. Well, whenever they introduce you, they tell you some special facts and stuff like that oh, about no. you. Oh,
no dude, way.
And the teachers had no fucking no clue. Way. No fucking clue. So the guy who was introducing was just like, yeah, this here is Jeff, and he really likes to go to Paris and visit the Eiffel Tower. And all of the fucking kids are losing their shit, and the parents, or then the parents, and then like the fucking teachers are like, what's so goddamn funny? And we're like, well, we have no idea. No fucking clue.
Wow. Did he right. win?
I think he did win, actually. I can't
did,
remember.
Did the girl win also?
No, the girl did not.
Oh, that poor girl.
Yeah, it sucks.
Her life went downhill then.
Uh-huh. She's a twin, too. And she was hot. Anyways, all right, moving on. Let's go to, let's see, Connor Pusser, I think is his name. Connor Pusser? God oh. damn it, that's a great name, buddy. But Connor wants to know, never have I ever prank called a place so many times that they blocked your number.
Connor with a K.
Connor
Pusser
with a K.
Pusser with a P. That's right. that's Connor with a K, yeah, Pusser with
Pusser
a P.
With a P. Have you ever prank called a place so many times that they blocked your number?
No.
No, because whenever I used to make prank calls, there was no blocking of the numbers.
I was getting ready to say, whenever I was prank yeah. calling people, it was the caller was ID I don't even think existed.
Yeah, right.
Because that was a long fucking time yeah. ago.
I remember we were having a like a sleepover. That was a high school thing, so there were girls also. And anyway, long story short, we were looking up just randoms in the phone book.
Oh, yeah.
And so I didn't know this at the time, but in the phone book, if your name is Thomas, it just says T-H-O-S in the phone book, just wow. to, as an abbreviation or whatever. I didn't know that. So I called this guy and I was like, Thoss, we got a grease fire. There's a grease fire down here at the restaurant, Thoss. And the guy's like, what? Who the fuck is this? And I was like, you got to get down here. It was a stupid thing. But the guy was like, my name's not Thoss, you fucking idiot.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah, no, I've never been blocked.
We used to just order pizzas to people.
Oh, yeah, that.
I've done that.
Did you? Okay, how about this? Did you ever get good enough at it to where you get one on the soundboards and started and acted like?
Soundboard,
yeah. Okay, no. So I got pranked pretty goddamn good one time.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty good. All right, and last one. This one comes in from Brian Garberding. He wants to know, never have I ever regifted an item back to the same person who gave it to me. I don't think I've done that either.
I don't think so.
Nah, because all of the gifts that people get me, I really appreciate.
Yeah, me too.
Even if it's a shitty gift.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't care. I still have all of these fucking Tyrannosaurus dicks on
I'm sure I have re-gifted shit before. Oh, this is bad.
What did you do?
So I used to go out, like my very first real boyfriend.
Okay.
We were together for like 5 or 6 years. We broke up. I started dating this guy. Loaded. One of the top neurosurgeons in the country.
Why did the fuck did that go away?
He would send me flowers like once a week.
Really?
And by flowers, I mean like 3 dozen roses.
Jesus just, Christ.
I mean,
sounds dude,
for
gay.
Valentine's Day, he bought me 100 roses and had them delivered to my work.
Wow.
There were so many of them that people thought that they were complimentary. I worked at Red Lobster at the time. And they were taking them on their way out.
Oh, that's funny.
I just let them because what the fuck am I going to do? Right. But anyway, I used to give them to my ex. Tell him I wanted him back.
Oh, yeah, my God.
I'm a fucking horrible person.
You are a fucking horrible person.
I am a piece of shit.
Oh, sucks.
But yeah, so I guess there's that. Yeah, that's regifting. That counts.
Yeah, that does. All right.
How about you, Mike? Have you ever done that?
I don't know that I've re-gifted anything that I can really think of.
Yeah.
Herpes.
I mean,
you got it. You're going to get laid.
We're all having fun here. Come on, guys.
We're having a good time.
Yeah, you know, if I receive a blowjob, my wife is going to, you know, get some of that
in
return. That's re-gifting.
See, no, that reminds me of a story of a girl who went down on me in the car to completion. I came, I was done, and she was like, "Won't we hop in the back?" And I was like, "No, what?
No,
we finished this.
We're done."
She's like, "I'm not done." And I was like, "Well, you should have thought of that before you let me be done, because now I'm done, thus we are done."
It's like a fucking lion situation. When the lion comes, he just lays down.
Dude, like nothing changes my mind faster about life in general than just coming.
That's called post nut clarity.
But that's how I judge whether I'm actually into a chick or not. Is I'll be talking to her and then I will jerk off and then I just won't want to talk to her anymore.
Oh my god!
I'm like, no, all right. So that wasn't my brain thinking that she was awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, now we get to move on to JP's favorite part of every single episode. This is That's Where I Draw the Line.
Love it.
All right. I fucking like these. These are all good. So we're going to kick this off with Tyler Freeman. He wants to know, where do you draw the line? The size of your television in your living room.
Well, since I don't have a living room.
Or in your studio apartment.
There's not a limit.
The limit is how big is the wall. Yeah, exactly.
Right now I've got a 75, but I would like to go bigger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you seen the laser?
The projection deals?
But the laser projectors, they're very expensive, but they are fucking... Dude, they can be like fucking 6 inches away from the wall and get up to like 150.
That's fucking cool.
And just crystal fucking clear.
That's what I want.
They're like 12 grand.
Oh, fuck that. Wow. No, I don't want that no more. Fuck that. But yeah, there is no fucking limit.
Yeah.
It's as large as the fucking wall. That's how big. Right, Mike?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had the same TV for 7 years or something now, so anything would be an upgrade at this point.
Exactly.
But no pressure, viewers.
All right. Next one comes in from Taylor Bickett. He wants to know, or she wants to know, I think it's he. Where do you draw the line? What temperature of the thermostat at somebody's house is too high or low before you say something or leave?
If I
go into a house and their air conditioning is not working and it's the summer, then yeah, I will. But at that point, they are telling you, hey, our AC is out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the same thing, if you walk in there and it's like, it's hotter than balls or it's vice versa. If it feels like a goddamn freezer, then it's like, dude, what the fuck? Turn your heat on or something.
It depends what clothes I'm wearing though, too. Like, sometimes in the summertime, you just, I mean, we're human beings. Mm-hmm. You just accept the fact, like, all right, it's fucking 90 everywhere I go.
Exactly.
You're not answering the question.
I'm going to sweat tonight.
He wants to know how high.
How high? How high is too high? You know, like fucking 80 is too high.
I think over 75.
That and that's good too. I'll take that.
75 or over.
And then below 60?
67.
Okay. Yeah.
65. That's the 65 to 75.
No, that's limit. I had a roommate for a while who like took after his dad and most of our dads, I assume, where he was like, we don't need to turn it on.
You know? Oh, yeah.
And he was like, if you're cold, put something warm on.
Yep.
And he would wear like full on coat and hat and shit in his house just so he wouldn't have to turn the heater on. And I lived with him for like 3 years, so I got used to it, you know?
Yeah.
No. I got used to fucking pooping cold.
That's the worst.
It really is.
That is the worst.
But you get used to it. That's what I said. Like, we're human beings. You can get used to literally anything.
That's true. Next one.
JP. Hey, I don't disagree with you.
Next one comes in from Bradley Hovland. He wants to know how much coffee or energy drinks is too much for one day. I can tell you right now, I don't drink coffee.
Me neither.
I do not drink coffee at all. Energy drinks, though, if it's a day where we're doing the show, if we are recording, I'm going to be up until midnight, no matter what. So, I have two energy drinks.
Ooh.
It's either midnight or 3 a.m. It just kind of depends. Okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I need an energy drink later in the day to keep my ass up. So, if two is the maximum, otherwise you're fucking gonna die.
Dude, I used to drink when I worked at QT. My manager at my one store banned me from energy drinks because I was drinking like three a shift.
Jesus
Christ.
And he
was like, dude, you're too much off energy drinks. You're way too much when you've been drinking energy drinks. So he banned me. And I haven't drank any since.
Good for you, because they are
and
awful.
That's why I just sit around and smoke pot and play video games, because I have no energy.
Yeah, and that's why you're so fucking mellow.
Yeah, I am pretty mellow.
You are.
I didn't used to, dude. I used to be a dick.
You still kind of are a dick.
No, but like I was just like in your face.
Oh, dude. Really?
Yeah, that's why I still smoke weed, because if I don't,
I'm freaky, dude.
Either be weird. Weirdly excited, or I'll just cry.
Yeah, and you're a good example for coffee, Mike, because you always have coffee on you.
Yeah,
everywhere I've seen or talked to you, you always have coffee.
I was thinking about that today because I'll quench my thirst with coffee.
That's not good.
No, it's not. But I always used to judge people who would drink alcohol with their meal or whatever. And I can totally drink coffee with breakfast.
Which
you know,
fucking, that's normal. Coffee with breakfast is normal. But like coffee with like
a hamburger.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I'm not that far yet, coffee. But
I'm the same way.
Whenever somebody orders coffee, I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah. All right, next one comes in from Chase Golden. He wants to know, how close does someone need to be to you before it's too close for your personal space?
Depends on the person.
Does depend on the person.
For sure.
This was the best part about COVID, though.
Yeah.
This was the best part about COVID. Everybody had to have their space, and I do not like strangers in my fucking bubble.
Yeah.
I don't like it. So that was the best part. So yeah, I'm a 5-footer. JP? You don't really care?
Yeah, I can't.
If it's a stranger. Let's say it's a stranger. You don't give a shit?
No.
But even that's stranger weird. Is not specific enough. Is it an attractive female stranger? Right.
I mean,
come hug me.
If it's
baby.
A crazy, if it's a but even like yeah, I don't know. I don't think I
You don't have a bubble?
Unless you're coming to fucking murder me. I don't. I mean, you could.
Yeah,
I mean, I could be this close to whoever as we are right now, and
all right.
Be just fine.
Good for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
For me, if you stink, then I don't want you.
Right.
Close.
I mean, obviously, there's those kind
if
of things.
If I can smell you from 6 feet away, and then you come in and try to hug me, I'm gonna be
I'm
like,
gonna,
oh,
yeah,
come
I'm gonna,
on.
I'm gonna step
I have
out
COVID.
Of the way.
Right. It's still COVID, kind of. Get away from me, you fat smelly person, or skinny smelly person.
Yeah, all people stink. And last one comes in from Jeff Friedman. He wants to know, how long is too long for someone to order food?
Oh my God. Please don't. Just go in the fucking store. The drive-thru is not the place to order your fucking family meal of 15.
100%.
Dude, it's so fucking annoying.
100%. Some places are, oh, they don't have so the dining room open anymore.
Bull fucking shit.
Some places don't.
No, yes, they do. I've been
to a few drive-thrus where they're crazy. Like drive-thru only.
We've talked about this before. I know we've brought this up. If you were ordering for multiple fucking people, you know, like that one person that goes out to lunch to get everybody their fucking shit.
Uh-huh.
Dude.
And then they bring.
They come into the restaurant.
15 different cards.
It's all separate. I bet it is.
Fuck you.
Yeah, man.
Fuck you, you pieces of shit. I just, it's absolutely ridiculous. You know what? Go inside and make fucking orders and have everybody Venmo you the money and then you pay for it with one card. That's the same goddamn thing. It's not that fucking hard. But what I think this question is actually asking is how long is too long for somebody to order food? And I will tell you what it is. When you are in the drive-thru at a fast food place and that person, you can hear them talking and you're right behind them. And guess what they're doing?
And then Johnny, what do you want, Johnny?
No, I don't want that.
Do you guys have hamburgers?
What the fuck are you doing on the way to this goddamn this fast food restaurant? It's the
you get the menu.
You get the same shit every fucking time.
Yeah, you know what's on the fucking menu. You know what you want, dumb bitch.
I don't.
And it's always a woman.
It is. It always is.
Or it's damn women.
There's never a guy that's doing that shit. He's known what he wants.
For a long time, he never gets
forever.
Because he's a dude. We never get what we want.
Get the same shit every single time. Yeah,
right.
Same shit.
I know how much my order comes to at Sonic.
Yes. Same thing. If I go to McDonald's.
$13.86.
If I go to McDonald's. Every time. And they fucked with me. It used to be a number one, which was the two cheeseburgers.
Yeah, now
with,
number one's Big Mac. That's exactly my jam right there.
Now it's, I think, like a number seven. I haven't ate McDonald's in a long fucking time. But we know that shit. So, yes, that's ridiculous.
Crazy.
So, anyways, that's where I, that's what, what did I say? Wow, that's where I draw the line.
Fuck.
Brain fog, I'm telling you, it sucks.
It's all the sickness, not the margaritas. Yeah.
But now we get to move on to the very fun part, which is questions and preguntas. Again, thank you all for participating in Monday, something like that. We're going to kick this bad boy right off. First one comes in from Nathan Blackwell. He wants to know, what's your favorite 1990s memory?
Super Nintendo.
The nostalgia, baby.
Super Nintendo in my basement on the green three-piece couch that my dad brought home from like the waiting room of his office that we put down in the basement. And me and my next door neighbor, Brad, whose sister I looked at naked through the window.
There we go. Full circle.
Full callback.
Dude, we stayed up all night long, like multiple times.
Oh yeah.
Just playing random Nintendo games. And yeah, those were some good memories.
So I don't know. When did the Nintendo 64 come out?
Late 90.
Okay. Because that's
98, 99.
That sounds
maybe.
Fine. Because there was nothing like playing GoldenEye 007 with your friends.
Oh, yeah.
On Temple as the map. And the fucking.
I never got into
big
it
heads.
Enough,
but yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the shit. And then I remember later, and this is probably early 2000s, but did you ever go to like a LAN party?
No.
Like all of the
a local area nerds, network party?
Yeah, they would have like Halo on four different fucking Xboxes all the way throughout the fucking house. And I never forget it. I never went to that, by the way. I never went.
He hosted it.
Fuck no. That's not something I was into, but I did go to a party to like, I think we went to like pick somebody up and they were at one of those parties and we had girls with us. Whoever answered the door, biggest fucking nerd in the world. He basically opens the door and goes, oh yeah, we got girls here. Yeah, man. And I'm like, we're just here to pick up this guy. But yeah. Nice. So anyways, I'm going to go Nintendo 64 GoldenEye. How about you, JP?
First time I fucked a dude was in the 90s.
Hey,
that is definitely, that's the one.
That's the magical fairy dust.
Is that guy still in jail now?
No.
Okay, good. Well,
good. Glad he's out. Next one comes in from Braxton Lint. He wants to know, rejected Craigslist ads.
I don't know that they reject anything.
tickets to P. Diddy's parties.
Maybe.
There you go.
Only maybe.
I have Craigslist used to be awesome, dude. I used to get like summer work and like sell shit and buy shit.
You
like,
can still do all that, but it's very much more dangerous.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
I know.
Shit. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It used to be cool. Now it's like I don't really trust it.
I tried to put some dildos on there once and they said no.
Craigslist had hookers, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God, a lot of hookers.
A lot of hookers.
And but that's now, like Facebook dating has hookers.
Right.
So it's like,
Facebook is the new.
Yeah. Facebook marketplace, baby.
Craigslist, yeah, it for is, real.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say just dildos, I guess, is the only thing. Maybe jock straps or something like that.
They would ground down and ass hammer.
Right.
Or
yeah.
Take it to Pound Town. Yeah. Did you already say something, Mike?
No.
Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay. next one comes in from Zachary Stern. He wants to know what phone sex operators are actually doing on the other line.
Are these all from 20 years ago?
Yeah, I guess so. Where are we? Where did we just transport to? We are in
the 90s, baby.
Phone sex.
Yeah, who the fuck is calling phone sex? Like,
I have no idea.
What are webcam girls doing on the other side? And that is they're fingering themselves. I know because I'm watching.
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't know what they're thinking about.
Did you know a fun fact about like people that were on phone sex lines? Like 98% of them were overweight white
chicks. Housewives. Yeah, exactly. With nice voices, like, and they would just be doing their laundry and shit. What video is that? It's a music video. That's the guy that calls in the hut, and you see her ironing and doing the laundry and dishes.
I have not seen it.
It's an Aerosmith video. It is Aerosmith 100%, but I don't know which one.
Oh, that's great.
Like her voice, like at the end of the video, she's like, all right, well, thanks for calling. But it's you're like, that does not match.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. If anybody knows what Aerosmith video that was, hit us up. Let us know.
What do you think? Go down there, Mike.
I thought I said.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
They ain't doing shit.
You are right.
Or they're doing a lot or whatever I said.
Yeah.
We're past it now.
Yep, we are. All right. Next one comes in from Craig Remington. He wants to know, what is your sexy time theme song?
Is that supposed to be a thing? Shaft.
Oh, yeah?
The Shaft theme song?
Shaft.
Okay. Shut your mouth.
Mine's just the noise of sirens.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
We got to hurry.
Every time an ambulance goes by, Mike gets hard.
mine's the Office theme song.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
It just is. That's every cool. time
on
I'm
a,
fucking.
On a loop.
I love
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Or I guess that. It only plays once. It's what, 90 seconds long?
Yeah. Exactly.
You're like, I don't even get to the end of it. Yeah. You try to come at the final, like, bump, 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 dump.
Yes. 100%. Okay, next one comes in from Reese Newland.
Yep, Reese.
Reese
Newland.
Reese Newland.
If I ever have a Reese's peanut butter cup and Reese Newland comes up and says, you better let me have that, then I'm going to hand it over.
That's right.
That was a terrible Hedberg.
How did you say it? Reese's Pieces?
Yeah.
Do you say Reese's Pieces or Reese's Pieces?
What the fuck did I just say?
I think it was Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, because I'm a normal human being.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. But Reese wants to know, weird things to leave in your will.
Well, I'm going to leave Reese a big pile of shit. So, fuck you, Reese.
I'm going to make him get on a plane and fly to talk to my lawyer to be like, here's a bag
here
of
shit. Here
you
go. Here you go.
It was bequeathed to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then my answer would be JP's dildos.
So yeah. That would be weird things to leave in your will.
Yeah.
The cat you buried in the backyard or whatever.
Oh, God,
Fucking,
if you can find it, it's yours.
There's a person somewhere in one of these walls. It's yours.
That's right.
That would be
weird. Mike, did you say something?
I don't have anything.
That's fine.
I don't mean I don't have an answer. I mean, I literally...
Right, don't have anything to will.
Anything to leave.
I barely have the will to live.
I have the will to leave. Make a will.
Mike's like Scotty's snowboard bindings. That's what it is.
No, I've got... I have like 15 years worth of voice recordings of me doing stand-up comedy.
That's
and I'm going to leave those to somebody. so they can like make albums and stuff out of it.
Yeah, I'll yeah, do we'll it see. For you.
Whoever donates the most money via my tip jar at mikeisfunny.com will have a better chance.
I got a buck.
he has a dollar.
Nice.
Next one comes in from Ian Hodder. He wants to know rejected prices right prizes.
Hookers and cocaine. We're going to fly you all the way to fabulous Las Vegas.
Yep, that's right.
You get to hang out with P. Diddy.
For 2 days and three nights, you and the diddler.
They're like, let's take that episode down. Yeah. Oh, I wonder how many, like, it's kind of upsetting, not Diddy, but like the people who got busted for doing terrible things always have really good products.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's music was great. Excellent. R. Kelly's music was great. Yeah. The Cosby Show was fucking awesome.
The Cosby Show was
Roseanne awesome. Was really good. Mm-hmm. Like, granted, they all got dude, canceled.
That
for
bitch has
things.
Gone crazy.
I don't think she's.
Have you seen her recently, dude?
Yeah,
she went crazy.
She's skinny.
What did she say that's wrong? Nothing. Oh. That's what sucks about politics nowadays, though, is that people are just like, crazy. Fuck her. And I'm like, what did she say that upset you? And you're like, I just hate her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, well.
Crazy. I'm going to go with a.
you're still like answering the Will question.
Yeah, I am. Price is right. Oh,
right.
I'm going to go with a trip to Egypt to watch the fucking eclipse.
I would like to win that.
Wrong button. Huh?
I would take that.
Yeah. I mean, I would absolutely love it. I'm not going to watch the fucking eclipse.
I would.
All right. Well, you go have fun with that. And last one comes in from Jesse Peddle. He wants to know places no one brags about visiting.
If Jesse Peddle was a musician.
Uh-huh.
Would his like fans be called pedophiles? Have we said that before?
Yes, I think we have. That before. Yeah.
Every time I see his name.
Yeah. What do you think? Wah wah pedal?
Yeah. Places no one brags about visiting.
Ew.
The window outside my neighbor's bathroom.
Yes. Fucking love it.
Nice. I don't like to brag about that. I was a young kid.
Yeah.
Same age. We were the same age.
Yeah.
So it's not weird.
Denny's.
God damn it.
I would brag about that, depending on what I ordered.
Yeah, that's true. The Waffle House?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be worse. That's way worse.
Indiana.
Hey, Indiana's got some nice, fun places.
Does it?
Yeah,
they got some nice, fun potholes.
So. They do, absolutely. But like, no, like Wichita, Kansas, man.
No.
You think we got a good travel scene?
Nobody is going to be like, you will not... You'll never guess where we went last weekend. Wichita, Kansas.
What?
We had a fucking blast. There is so much to do there.
What could we...
For what it's worth, it's actually... Now that I think about it, like, we've got excellent, like, food and restaurants.
Oh, we do. And our zoo's really good.
Our zoo is pretty good.
And we have some bowling alleys, which is always a plus.
Yeah, that's
some pretty
true.
Good ones. I heard one of the best ones
like
in the state.
There's an art museum or something here that I've met other comedians on the road that are like, oh, man, the art museum you got there is badass. And
yeah.
I'm like, shut up, nerd.
Shut up, nerd.
No, I've been to that museum, and they do got some cool fucking shit.
I haven't been, but I've heard. But you if you want to go on our first date, hit me up, mikeisfunny.com. Ladies, nines and tens only. Only, please.
Please. Absolutely.
Or sixes with potential.
With money.
or money.
Sixes that have money is fine.
No, like you can be a six through like gluttony and laziness if I know that if you get rid of those things, you'll be an eight or a nine.
Yeah. And you got to be pro pot. Right,
you don't have to be. You just can't be anti me smoking.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to be like, yay, weed. But I don't want you to be like, are you smoking again? I'm like, I smoke. All right.
Yeah. That. Anyways. Yeah. But that is questions and preguntas for this week. Oh, what?
I was gonna say, what's something we could put in Wichita that they don't have anywhere else that would be like a touristy thing?
Spangles.
We already have it.
I went to Spangles the other day, actually.
Did you tell that broad to shut the fuck up?
No, why is she? What's wrong?
Okay, Renee Steven is the owner of Spangles, which is like a local fast food restaurant.
With good ice cream.
And guess what? The food is not really, it's not bad. It's actually pretty decent, but she is kind of a cunt and she has a lisp and they make her say things with S's all the fucking time, and it cracks me up.
And I think you know her in real life, or
I have met her in real life, and I know for a fact,
ditto,
she is a cunt.
She owns all of the Spangles.
She owns all of the Spangles.
And is her name Spangle?
No, Steven.
Her name's Renee.
Yeah, Renee Steven.
So it's all a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, she's a cunt.
Well, I was just thinking, like, if we had a
good tool, for stocking like, stuffers,
like the largest
here's Spangles.
Here's your Spangles.
We make your order fresh when you order it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that I was on the show where we just make fun of things people have no control over.
Oh no, she,
thanks, guys.
She's trying.
No, really. You know.
She can control not being a cunt. All right,
she can.
Well, she doesn't do a very good job at it.
Very good job. Nope. But anyways, that is questions and preguntas for this week. Thank you guys for participating in Monday, Sunday. Yes, it will now be back to Monday, Friday.
Is Mont just throwing up?
Nope.
That's what Urban Dictionary says. Oh, Why don't you just fucking tell me?
We'll look it up in the break. Because now we get to move on to a very popular part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines draft. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines draft. And ladies and gentlemen, JP won 2 weeks in a row. No technicalities.
Straight out wins.
And against Derek.
Yeah, fuck
so Derek. So good for you, JP. Way Very go, proud buddy. Of you. So that means...
I'm trying for the three-peat.
You're trying for the three-peat. That's, JP has...
hard to do.
He's got the championship picks. I came in last.
I'm surprised. So, I'm shocked.
So I get the sandwich picks. I get the Eiffel Tower picks.
Yes, you do.
And Mike has been on the show for a while, so he gets the first overall pick.
Oh, cool. So I get the vagina side.
You do.
Not the butt side.
Yay.
Nice.
And so this week's draft is going to be skills that we wish we had.
But not superpowers.
Not right. Superpowers. Just general generic skills that we wish we had. So, Mike, you're going to kick this thing off with what skill do you wish you could do or have?
I wish that I could sing.
Ooh, that's a good one. You can't sing?
No.
Damn, I can sing. I was in a band, baby.
Were you?
Yeah. I was in a band. Yeah, I was.
I can't sing at all.
I was a lead singer in a band back in the day. Yeah, don't ask me to fucking find that shit.
I don't want to. Well, I mean, I thought you were going to say, don't ask me to sing. No. I was like, that's the last thing I want.
Yeah, I know.
I'll watch somebody sing if it's a performance, but I don't, or I'll like, I don't mind if I have a girlfriend and she's like cleaning and singing or something like that. Yeah. But if somebody just like busts out their guitar and makes eye contact and they're like, listen to this. I'm like, I don't want to. I don't want to fucking have you perform for just me. It's weird.
No, we were outside in the break and we were talking about like the most uncomfortable things that for me is the absolute cringe of watching somebody who thinks they're excellent at singing go on The Voice and they're awful. It's so bad. But you know what? I actually have a story for my first pick. My first pick is going to be, I wish I could dunk. And my best friend and oldest friend, we played basketball together when we were kids. And we would always lower the goal down.
Yeah.
And he could dunk whenever we did that. I still couldn't. So I would get a fucking cooler and go and jump on top of the cooler and jump in order to dunk. And so I really wish I could fucking dunk. That would be so fucking cool.
That would be cool.
Yep. JP, you get two in a row.
I wish I could. I wish I was better at money management. That's a skill, right?
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I don't have anything to manage, but if I did.
You would have more if you could.
I would have more if I could.
If you could,
if I was good at money management.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, and you get one more.
And I guess I wish I was super athletic. Is that as, like, you want like a specific
one.
Like, I wish I was good at.
Like exercising?
Like. Fucking
being motivated to exercise.
Yeah, like a motivation. Yeah.
Motivated?
Oh yeah, I wish I was more motivated. If I was more motivated, dude, I would be fucking.
Yeah, I hear you.
I have no motivation.
Okay. This next one is This is a good one. I think. I wish I could fight.
Yeah.
I wish I could fucking fight.
Yeah.
Be able to defend myself. I'm fucking 5'7" as it is.
I can beat some fucking ass in my brain.
Yeah, I can too, but man.
Like I can duck punches and like spin kick and all sorts of shit.
Yeah, I wish I was a fucking like a weapon, you know? I wish I could consider myself a deadly weapon, but I can't. Mike, you get two in a row.
All right. Well, this next one kind of tags along with the first one. Okay. I wish I could dance.
Yeah. And see, that's a great pick, but I can dance, so I can pick it.
Well, la-dee fucking die.
Yeah.
I wish that I could write code.
Oh, that's a good one. I wish I knew all that shit. That is a fucking good one. And it's fucking valuable, too.
Right.
Especially nowadays. But I think Chat GPT is eventually going to fucking take care of all of that.
Yeah. I mean, eventually it'll be like, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I'll be able to upload a picture of a chick that I know and be like, hey, AI, make a porn with this girl in it.
Yeah.
And then I'll be able to pause in the middle of it and be like, no, her pussy looks a little bit different than that. Like, fix it. And then it'll show me like this exact same scene, but like slightly altered vagina. And I'll be like, nice. Thanks, Chat GPT.
So I'm going to go with my next pick. I really wish I could draw.
Ooh, yeah, art.
Art. I really wish I could draw. I can't.
Me neither.
I have to have, like, computer help. I can't draw worth a shit. So that's my third pick. JP, you get two in a row.
I wish I could cook.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I can cook. I'm a decent cook.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like... Like I wish I was really a
like good Gordon
and Ramsay. enjoyed doing it. And
I do too. Yeah. That's a fucking good one. And you get another one.
Oh man, these are so tough because I'm so talented already.
Right? That's why I'm having the same problem.
Man.
Yep. I got a very good fourth pick. Don't you wish you could snowboard, JP?
I wish I could. I wish I could process information faster.
Okay. All right.
Like, I would be so much better at poker if I could get the math of it. And, like, I get it to a point. But, dude, it's so much deeper.
Yeah.
If you really want to make money, like, do that for a living.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Guys will, like, in their head be like, all right, 26 to 1 odds.
There.
It's 25 to 1 in the pot. Like, I have
these two cards. My opponent could have these two cards. This is the percentage of the time that I'm going to, you know, get called with a better hand. It's crazy.
I think that's good. I think that's a good pick. I wish I
could process information.
But I mean, faster. I think that it's more than processing. It's actually poker. You wish you could process, like mentally calculate odds in your head a lot just faster. Like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a great
pick. Like Rain Man, but not retarded.
Not retarded. Yeah. He's got a little bit of the tism.
Yeah. I just want a touch.
That would be a,
just the just. Tip. Just the tip.
That'd be a cool version of that movie, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so Tom Cruise is still with him the whole time, but he's just like normal and smart. Yeah. And he's like, fucking get off me, dude.
Yeah.
I don't need you following me around. I don't need you
fucking. Okay.
I got to get home and watch Wapner, dude.
I'm excited about this next pick.
Uh-oh.
Yep. And it's definitely a skill that I do not possess. I wish I could last longer in bed.
Damn it.
Wow.
I'm going to scratch that one out.
Yep. That's good. Horrible. That's a good pick.
It's too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I'm like the lion, man. Just lying.
Yeah.
Mike, you get two in a row.
The one that I know for sure is backflips.
Oh, that's a good one. I can do that, though.
I wish I was good at it. I wish I could just bust out a backflip at any time.
Oh, yeah.
Have you tried?
It's been a long time. The last time I did, I landed like on the back of my head and curved weird. And
good. That's a really good
It was
good
on pick. A trampoline. It freaked me out. So I haven't tried since then.
I can do it on a trampoline.
I can definitely do it on a trampoline. I tried to do it on a snowboard.
Oh.
I got close.
Yeah.
But it hurt. I bet. Yeah, it hurt.
I bet.
And your last pick, Mike.
You did sex things.
I did.
Let me think. Talk about something for 30 seconds while I think.
Like water ski, right? Isn't that something you'd want to do?
No.
Okay. I mean, it's worth a shot.
I'd be fine with it, but it's not. It wouldn't be on my list of five.
Yeah, no, I get you.
I just want to pick something that's going to not be too specific to me, because my initial thought is something comedy related, improv, or being able to like be witty. Oh,
that's good.
Something like that.
You like quicker on your feet?
Yeah.
Quicker off the cuff?
But I feel like also just me being slow and dumb is part of my charm as a comedian.
100%.
So I don't want to be too good.
Oh, yeah, you do. You can still slow it down a little bit.
But I'm just going through my day. I'm like, what do I do that I wish I could do better?
Yeah.
And JP took motivation, which was the thing I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Lose
weight. Work out.
What's the longest anybody's taken to come up with an answer for
You've got it.
This
the
is draft. It.
This yeah. is it. This is it.
Good. That's what I'm going for.
You break, made it.
Breaking so, records.
You yeah. made You've it. You've got the record.
I wish that I could operate an airplane.
Oh, fly a plane.
Dude, that's a good
That's
one.
A good pick. Nice.
And it only took you 2 minutes to come up with it.
It's a minute 47.
Okay.
Oh, man. All right. So
sex stuff was the one was I
the one.
That was yeah. like the first thing I wrote down was like, not that I want to last longer, but just that I
just really good at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I want girls to be like, oh my god,
have you slept with Mike Baldwin? If not, you should.
Right. So hit me up, mikeisfunny.com. No, I was thinking about this while I was peeing before. I was like, I'm not going to do this show again unless somebody goes to mikeisfunny.com and donates some money to my tip jar. But then I was thinking, if somebody doesn't ever want me to do a show again, then they should go. You can like leave a little message when you donate anything.
Yeah.
So if you don't want me to do the show again, let me know. Yeah, and whichever one tips more, I will honor it. So,
okay,
let's give that a shot. Maybe I'll pay a bill this week.
My last pick, I really wish I could do stand-up comedy.
Oh, I thought you had your last pick already. No. I thought we were done.
No,
my bad.
No, no, we're going back and then JP, but I really wish I could do stand-up.
You can.
I can't. I'm just not. I don't have that gift. I don't have that.
There's no gift.
I can't write jokes.
It's
I can't.
Just go up there and talk.
Oh, I know.
That's step one.
I know, but I don't. There's definitely a skill that comes with it. And here's the other thing. I suck with rejection. So if I go up and bomb, which you're gonna do, just as a comedian, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
That is would kill
me. Never happens to me.
Oh, well, fuck not you, me JP. Either, but. No, I really wish that I could be good at stand-up comedy, but
if you go know. Up and let's say you talk for 3 minutes and one thing you says makes one guy go ha, that will be enough for your ego to be like, all right, I think I can do this better.
Yeah, I think I'm good but I know what I'm doing.
I think I can improve on that one. Okay. Laugh.
All right. I really do. I wish I could do that. I've seen the great comedians that we have on this show. I've seen them all perform. And I'm like, holy shit, I could never do that. So that's my last pick, doing stand-up comedy. JP, what is your final pick to wrap this
very
bitch up?
Personal.
Okay.
I wish I could see colors.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, I'm colorblind.
What?
Like, I don't see black and white, but, like, I can't tell the difference between, like, blues and purples and reds and browns. And,
oh, yeah.
Like, I can't. I just, like, if you ask me what color, like, if it's too close, I have no idea.
Ladies
like,
and gentlemen, we need to get JP those fucking glasses, colorblind dude. Glasses. Yeah,
have you tried them?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man, I would love to be here when you put them on. The first time.
Yeah. Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah. Dude, I never knew that about you.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I think I did know that, actually, but I forgot because
I don't care. That's okay.
That's awesome. No, seriously. Yeah, I know those glasses are fucking expensive.
That would be my last pick, I would say.
I know those glasses are fucking expensive, too.
They are. They are.
So, yeah, but so is life, bro.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Man, we should do like a GoFundMe to get JP some fucking colorblind glasses.
But yeah, it's crazy. That'd like, be fucking I've seen rad. The videos, like all the different colored balloons, and then they put on the glasses, and I'm like, dude, that would be so fucking cool. But yeah. Looks like some of them just break down crying. I don't think I'd
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
Yes,
think
you
be,
would.
I don't think I'd be yes, that you emotional.
Would. Oh, yes, you would. I have known you long enough, and I think you would. I think
it'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd blow your fucking mind.
I don't know that I would like. It might.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude.
Like, if I could actually, yeah, it might.
It would be, dude. It would be like the equivalent of me or Scotty putting on glasses that show you like UV rays or something like that.
So I didn't know for the longest time that I needed regular glasses or contacts. Yeah. And so I didn't like, I didn't go get my eyes checked for like 10 years in between. And I'm sitting there like driving like this. And it turns out, fuck yeah, I needed glasses. And I put glasses on for the
first
time. Exactly. I'm like, holy fuck, how was I seeing shit?
That reminds me of Brian Regan's joke. How can instantly improved vision not be at the top of your to-do list? Like, I'll see you tomorrow.
Exactly. Speaking of which, I'm still watching Loudermilk. And he's in it. He does a great job.
He's phenomenal.
Fucking great.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. I like his sports press conference joke. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
He's like, they always ask questions, but the people asking the questions don't have microphones. So you just hear, wah, 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 wah. And the guy's like, yeah, it was a tough game. It's funnier when he says it because he has good. Yeah, we think the murderer is in that town that you said.
Jesus Christ. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can go, or that is this week's draft. You can go to Twitter, X, at LOT Sidelines, or Facebook.com/laughingonthesidelines and vote for the list of skills that you like the best. Yeah, enjoy that. Have a lot of fun. Go and vote. We would appreciate that.
Do it.
Yep. Now we get to move on to my favorite part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation of the week.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation brought to you by Fanger Bang Beer and Mike Baldwin.
Yeah.
Mike Baldwin, you got some shows coming up, I'm hearing.
I do. I'm going to be in some random towns in Nebraska this weekend.
Still don't know which ones.
Don't know which ones.
Hold on, I'll tell you. And then next weekend, I'm going to be at Vorshays in Wichita opening up for Nick Hoff. Let me go to my own website,
MikeIsFunny.com. Omaha, Nebraska?
Yes, soon. I'll be on April 12th. I'll be in Campbell, Nebraska at a place called Scooter Rains Bar and Grill.
Ooh, that sounds like my bar.
That's April 12th. April 13th, I will be at a place called The Den, formerly The Wolf Den, but somebody else bought it and they took Wolf off the sign. and that's in Hazard, Nebraska on April 13th.
Hazard County.
Hazard County, man.
And then, yeah, Lincoln is May 4th. I'll be at the Backswing Brewing Company. That's a Saturday. The day before that, I'll be at the other Backswing Brewing Company in Omaha.
There you go.
So May 3rd and 4th. And then...
all you people in Nebraska.
And then Indianapolis, May 10th and 11th at Crackers Comedy Club.
Indianapolis, Indiana? Or Nebraska?
What? Indiana.
Okay.
What?
And I'm just saying.
And then I've got other stuff coming up, but I think I'm going to be here in the next week or two, so I'll tell you the rest later.
Absolutely. Well, happy to have you on the show. Thank you very much.
Thanks, buddy.
Obviously, this show is always sponsored by JP as well. Everybody loves JP.
Who could blame him, really? I am fucking dope.
He's fucking dope.
I think about the playing Zelda and the fairy princess ladies. Every time you play that music and JP goes, no.
That's his fairy dust because, you know, he's a fairy. This week's Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation is, would you rather every time you're having sex, you get walked in on or... somebody's watching you through the window.
That's easy for me. The only way I can even get hard anymore is if somebody's watching through the window. So I'm going with that one.
I would like...
Yeah.
You're going with the window, dude.
I
mean,
yeah, I would go for the window. You? I Absolutely. Stay in hotels a lot, and depending on what floor I'm on, I will straight up leave that curtain wide open. And some chicks are into it, and some chicks are like, can you close that, please? Dude.
There's like some bitch with those suction cups to the 43rd floor to peek in your window. That'd be fucking awesome.
I know for a fact, when me and my wife were in Kansas City, we were at a very nice hotel because it was our anniversary. Naturally, because it's our anniversary, we did a lot of fucking. And the fucking window was wide open.
No kid.
And I know for a fact that somebody was watching us fuck.
But you don't know who, or you didn't see anybody?
Oh, no. It was a guy across at another hotel that whenever I go out after I'm done having sex with my wife.
Gave you like a thumbs
gave
up.
Gave me a thumbs up. Yeah. And I'm like, really? It's like, I can't even get mad at the guy. Why? Because I'm the idiot that didn't close my fucking blinds.
Yeah.
I can't get mad at him. It's my fault. So he got a free show.
I would definitely pick the window over. I don't want anybody walking in on me.
Hell every
time.
No.
My mom walked in on me by myself one time, and that scarred me for life. Dude,
that's where my mom walked in on me and my ex one time. I thought that, but that would be worse, I feel like. That,
by myself?
Yeah. I feel like that's worse.
Yeah, and I've told this story, I think, before, but normally, like, I had my gym shorts on. Normally, if I'm doing gym shorts, I would just tuck the waistband under the balls and jerk off, but not on this
not
day.
Not on this day.
On this day, I had one full leg out of my gym shorts, so I was just like sprawled with gym shorts around one ankle, and my mom was like, "Is the cordless phone in?"
Never mind, you can keep it.
And then she said sorry as she was closing the door, and we never spoke about it. I waited about 10 minutes. I didn't finish. I couldn't.
Well, yeah.
I waited about 10 minutes. I walked out. I handed her the phone. She said thank you, and that was the end of it. But I will never forget.
I have been walked in on by her mother.
Oh. By yourself?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No, I was with her daughter, and that coincidentally ended the relationship like a month and a half later because of this. She was a very, very good Catholic mother.
Oh, man.
And for what it's worth, Catholic chicks are they're always the crazy ones. Well, right?
I mean, you know.
Just chicks in general.
But yeah. Her mom thought she was a virgin.
She was incorrect.
You're like, that's what I thought too, mama.
That's what I thought too, but.
And that, that was a fucking nightmare. Mm. Oh, so bad. So, that has happened. And I could never, ever experience that again. So I'm taking the window 100%.
Unanimous. Clean sweep.
We're taking the fucking window.
Yeah.
God.
So if anybody wants my address. Yes.
I live on the third floor, so.
Yeah. I'm on the second, but.
The other thing
you can get up there. You can get up there.
The other thing is I kind of think like if all of our phones are connected to the camera, and I just feel like they can see anything whenever they want. So
that's why I always prop my phone up like this,
like that, so they get a good view. Yeah. Absolutely,
it's the least I could do.
When I jerk off, I hold my phone like this, so my thumb fat covers the front-facing camera, and my fingers cover the back.
I want to know who has that fucking job. Who's the guy for the federal government?
Oh, he's watching fucking porn again.
That just looks at the front-facing camera and watches all of these guys jerk their fucking
I don't think there's a person there watching at all times, but the NSA is collecting every every single signal that gets sent from every phone.
That's so fucking funny.
And they're mapping the earth.
I just like thinking that somebody actually does have that
job. Oh, yeah, that would be a cool job.
No, it wouldn't. It would be terrible. Great job for you.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Oh my
You'd
God.
See a bunch of awful shit, though,
yes,
too.
Oh, would.
So much.
Oh, God, that's so terrible. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. Thank you guys so very much. We continue to grow. There probably will be some premium stuff coming soon.
Let's hope.
We're thinking about it, and JP's actually helping me, which is great, because I need all the help that I can get. Thank you again, Mr. Mike Baldwin. Thank you very much. Love having you on the show.
Thanks, y'all.
And you probably will be on here for next week. Keep your eyes peeled for Munt Day Friday, because it will be on Friday.
Keep your eyes peeled, because it may not come till Sunday.
It may not. And if it's not, then that's going to be very bad, because I think we may be recording on Sunday.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes peeled for Friday. And thank you guys so very much. Keep doing what you do. And as we always like to say, guys, do us a favor. If you like us, tell your friends. And if you don't like us,
we hope that every gift you get is regifted.
If you don't like us, tell your enemies. And until next time, guys.
Mentos, the fresh maker.
Until next time. Keep laughing, assholes. We will see y'all later. Take care.